Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I'm going to continue talking about the books that will be opened up in heaven. Please turn with me to Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, the Father. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Then we mentioned yesterday about the books that are contained in the Bible. The book of destiny, the book of life, the book of works, the book of tears, and the book of remembrance. And we talked yesterday from Psalm 139, if you can turn there with me. Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, in that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from you, and I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book, the book of destiny, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. See, he knew our destiny before we were in the womb. But even when our parts were not fully formed, he knew our destiny. And I mentioned that he calls the end from the beginning. He knows our end from the beginning. He knows our end as one of the reasons why his grace and his mercy is poured out so much, because he knows our end. Even though we're having problems right now, he knows the end result. And we talk about the book of life, like Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. It talks about the book of life that if we're saved, our names are written in the book of life. And then we talk about the book of works in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 to 14, that we will all be judged for our works, not for salvation, not getting to heaven, but our works. There's different levels in heaven, different rewards, closer to the throne and so forth. So Revelation chapter 20, verse 24 talks about the book of works. Then in Psalm 56, verse 8 to 13, there's a book of tears. When we cry out, the Father puts our tears in a bottle and then puts them in his book. Crying out for Israel, crying out for souls, crying out for people who lost their jobs and their houses. And when we cry out, then he puts our tears in a bottle and then in his book. And then we talk about the book of remembrance. As I mentioned, please turn with me to Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Father spoke often one to another, and the Father hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared him and I thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, said the Father, in the day that I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth the Father and him that serveth him not. And I mentioned that when we're saved, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but I feel that my opinion is that our names need to be written in the Book of Remembrance for us to be married to Yeshua at the wedding feast and to spend a beautiful 7 years with him on a honeymoon, spiritual honeymoon. The reason I say that is because in verse 17, these people that fear him, think upon his name, spoke often one to another about him, they shall be mine in a day when I make up my jewels. Now we mentioned to make up my jewels means to go on a journey. So he's saying that he will take us in the rapture if we do these things in verse 16. Now I'm not talking about works, I'm just talking about being in the book of remembrance is so very important. And then it says that he will spare them from the tribulation. You see, it's a powerful verse there. And even in verse 18, as we read, then shall you return. Now we're going to come back with him on white horses. Then shall you return at the end of the tribulation and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth the Father and him that serveth him not. The Bible says we're going to judge angels. So it's very important that we look at these requirements to be written in the book of remembrance. And the first one we talked about is to fear the Father. You have to fear him and his judgment. You know, we picture Yeshua carrying this little lamb over his shoulder and so gentle and everything, but we forget that the same Yeshua drove out the money changers from the temple. It's so very important that we realize he can get angry. We don't want to suffer his wrath, which is very important. The second part is that those that speak often to each other about him. I mentioned about the fact that if two people are engaged and say one is speaking to his friend about his fiance, and the fiance is not there, and he doesn't speak very well about her or him, that doesn't bode to a great marriage. So the father is looking to see who would speak favorably about him. And, you know, you may be concerned about things in the world and why things are happening, why evil people seem to be prospering and some good people in the are being killed. But you still got to praise the Father because He controls everything and His wisdom is beyond us. So it's about speaking positively and praising Him, worshiping when we speak to others about Him. That's why worship is so important. And then to think about His name. There's so many people that don't even know His name. His name is Yahweh. If you turn with me to Psalm 68 in verse 4, Psalm 68 verse 4, sing unto the Father, sing praises to His name, extol Him that riseth upon the heavens, by His name, Jah. Now, there is no J in the Hebrew language, never was. And so it should have been translated Yah, Y-A-H, which is short for Yahweh. Remember He told Moses, I am that I am. So Yahweh is not even, it's a shame that so many believers, when you say the name Yahweh, it sounds so strange to some of our ears. It's because 7,000 times in the Old Testament, and instead of translating Yahweh, they put Lord 7,000 times instead of Yahweh, 7,000 times. And so people aren't used to Yahweh, a lot of people, and need to get used to that. That's His name. It's so powerful because, see, Yahweh is not a noun. It's an action verb. When you call upon Yahweh, He actively moves on your behalf. He actively moves on your behalf, and the devil doesn't want you to know that. And so it's important that we think upon His name. It's so powerful, Yahweh. And we just have to praise Him and even call Him Yah. And that's where Yahshua comes from, the Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. That was Jesus' Hebrew name while He was on the earth, Yahshua. But if you turn with me to Acts chapter 10, again, we're talking about the book of remembrance, the book of remembrance. In Acts chapter 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared the Father with all his house. It's very important that we study this, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to the Father always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day. That's the ninth hour of the day. That's when Yeshua died, 3 p.m. An angel coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, who is it? And he said, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before the Father. The Father has a book of remembrance. And you can see some of these other qualifications to be written in the book of remembrance. And that's to be devout. That means to walk in holiness, perfect holiness and the fear of the Father. We can't walk in holiness unless we turn our spiritual walk over to Him, turn our flesh over to Him. We need to turn our flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us to the image of Yeshua. And see, then He puts on us on that sanctification walk. And he brings us into the holiness. And the fruit of the Spirit comes out. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. It comes out of us. He enables it to come out of us. He's inside of us. And as we turn the flesh over to Him, our flesh decreases. Our spirit increases. The fruit of the Spirit comes out and increases. So important that we realize that we have to be devout, but we can only be devout with His help, by Him doing it through us. And again, one that feared the Father. We talked about before. Fearing the Father from Malachi, and gave much alms to the people. It's important that not only do we give ourselves to Him, which is very, very important, but give our finances, give our time to Him. It's important that we give unto Him. Remember the lady that gave in so little, but it was all she had, the widow. So important that we give alms to Him. And I'm not talking about getting to heaven. I'm talking about being in the book of remembrance that we can be included in the rapture. It's so very important. And to pray to the Father always. How is our prayer life? Are we talking to Him? You don't have to just go in the closet and pray. That's great. But as you go into the store, you can pray. As you're driving, you can pray. Going around town, you can pray. It's important that we communicate with Him. These are just powerful things that we can do to be in that book of remembrance. Just remember, again, we need to fear Him. We need to speak often one to another about Him. Think about His name. Continue a holy walk with His help. Have an active prayer life. And give to Him. But not only in the finances, but also time. I want to conclude this message. Pray you enjoyed it. If you want to have a copy of this message, you can go to my website, henrywalker.org, and click on messages, and you see the book of remembrance. So I want to talk to you about one other thing. I've been talking on each broadcast last week and on this week about, I have a message on my website about divorce and remarriage. It's so very important that if you're divorced and somebody's telling you that you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, search out the scriptures, go to the Father and find out for yourself. Stop listening to people that are not in that situation and telling you what to do based on opinion, based on tradition, and not knowing what the word, the words in the word actually mean, going back to the Greek. So very important. Also, if you're in a marriage and you're considering divorce, you need to read my article. See what I say in my article. Bring the scriptures to the Father and talk to him. Because the Father wants you to have peace in your marriage, in your home. And even if you're not married, he wants you to have peace in your life. It's on henrywalker.org. Click on messages. So very important. And remember, as I mentioned on so many broadcasts, be careful of this Kingdom Now doctrine, where we are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. And we're going to, you know, take over the government. We have dominion over the government, have dominion over people. It's just a bunch of lies. It's humanistic. You got to be very, very careful. Be careful if you hear it coming out of some preacher's mouth and how they're lifting themselves up. Also, with this name and claim, it's sometimes it's camouflage in that. And we can name and claim it if the Father puts a desire on our heart, but not we can't go around naming and claiming it and become like little gods. Be very, very careful. And guard your soul. Guard your mind from what that doctrine is, because the enemy wants you to suffer the wrath of Yeshua. Don't do it. Just be humble before him. Paul said in him, about move and breathe and have my being. And now let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact, or just agree with me in prayer. Father, touch the people out there right now. I send the word of healing and deliverance right now. Touch them, Father. Do a miracle in their lives as they receive it right now. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Want to tell us some more about this ministry? Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have the website, as I mentioned, henrywalker.org. Powerful messages. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the different feast days and how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feast days, with the exception of 3, which he will fulfill in the last days. My second book is called Noon, which talks about each month of the year on his calendar and how the Father did things in those months and how he wants to repeat them on those months. But you need to know when these months begin and end on a Gregorian calendar. And my website, biblical calendar page on my website, has this for you up to the year 2020, when each month begins and ends, and also when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020, based on both calendars. When the month starts, before the month starts, you know what to expect during that month. Powerful. And also in that book, I talk about different hours of the day when the Father did things on those hours of the day and how he wants to repeat them on those hours of the day. And that's a powerful book. You see, you can't base your spiritual walk with Yeshua on the Gregorian calendar, or even how the time of a day was set up by the Romans. The day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. So not 12 or 1 a.m., 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1, evening, morning were the first day. So you can pray around at 6 o'clock for the day up ahead. It's great if you wake up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, but you're 9 hours late, and the devil's already maybe had some ground to move. And also, my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. It'll really comfort you so much. And you get these books by calling me. First of all, I want to tell you that we're selling these books at our cost, which is $5 each. We're not trying to make any money on it. We just want to get these books into your hands. And if you have no money, we'll send them out to you free. And just we'll pay the postage too. We just want to get them out to you. And so you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, 801-3677. Or you can go to my website, click on contact, send me an email with your name and address, get these books out to you. And don't forget, our broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also, you can go back to wcno.com and click on demand, and then you see God's Time is Everything. Scroll back to see God's Time is Everything. Click on it, and you'll have all my prior broadcasts, and just click on the one you want to hear. We just want to bless you. And also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry for the radio, then you can just send it to, make it out to New Life Revival, check a money order, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. And the address will be given again at the end. So remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured.